This is a production of Cornell University.
Good afternoon, everybody. The meeting will come to order. This is the first meeting of the Cornell Graduate Professional Student Assembly, August 29, 2011, 5:35 p.m. in the Willard Strait Hall Memorial Room. Thank you all for coming. The first item of business, the introduction of the voting members. If we could just go around the room, have everybody introduce themselves. Sorry if you can't see the PowerPoint, but it's up here. If we could just go around in order what's on the PowerPoint and introduce yourselves. Maybe stand up, speak into a microphone if there's one near. We'll start with Brian. My name is Evan Cortens. I'm the president of the Graduate Professional Student Assembly, and I'm a voting representative from the humanities and a fourth-year student in musicology. Mia, I'm sure, will join us as soon as she can be here.
I'm James Reese. I'm a voting representative for the biological sciences. I'm a second-year PhD student in chemistry and genetics.
I'm Eric Smith, and I'm a voting rep from Biological Sciences also. I'm a second-year entomology grad student, and I'm also representing the Geneva Experiment Foundation.
I'm
Alvin
Jack. I'm a second-year
master's student, and I'm at our
I'm Carl Harkoff. I'm a fifth-year astronomy graduate student in one of the physical sciences of the building.
Yevgeny is stuck in Albany because of the hurricane.
Kyle Albert. This is my third year at Cornell and third year of some form of sort of involvement in GPSA. Sociology department, sociology field. I'm also a representative to the University Assembly.
Hi, my name is Nicole Barron. I'm in the psychology department. I'm a social science representative and the executive vice president.
Hi, I'm Marquis Hawkins. I'm a second year super fellow and I'm vice president of operations and a social science.
Randa will be joining us as soon as she can be here. Michelle. Yep. To hit the switch. Great. Thanks very much. Sorry that we can't go around the room and have all the field representatives introduce ourselves. But I appreciate that you all took the time to sign in. The first item on our agenda is a short presentation from Kent Hubble, the Dean of Students. Dean Hubble. Come on in. You're welcome to stand up here. Or
well, I can be brief, certainly. You guys have a busy agenda as usual. I guess there's one important thing that I'd like to say, and that is, as I continue as the Dean of Students, and I reflect on what now has been a decade of being the Dean of Students, I would say that I've watched the GPSA become a much more powerful force on campus. I have to say that quite honestly, that the leadership has become more and more well organized. They have succeeded one another in ways that have just simply built on successive strengths. The Graduate Community Initiative, of course, still is a living document that supports graduate student life on campus and is the key document, which is a reference for the administration. So I have to congratulate the GPSA on doing a wonderful job, and ever more so year after year. Now, let me add to that that the nature of the partnership between the SA and the GPSA has grown as well. And, you know, Natalie Rapp, and as president of the SA, along with the executives that are part of the SA, are looking forward to working with all of you this year in a partnership which I think will serve both groups well. From my perspective as the Dean of Students, undergraduates need to know and interact with graduate students. You probably realize that most of our undergraduates go to graduate school. And so by getting to know graduate students as undergraduates, they get to envision their future, which is only a few days, 2 days, 2 years off. Conversely, you probably know that the undergraduates of Cornell are really very gifted scholars, researchers, and creative people. And so they can enrich your time at Cornell as graduate students. So I, for one, am always at work trying to encourage the interaction between you two groups, recognizing that there are differences. And sometimes for graduate students, a little bit like going back into the crib if you're working in a graduate environment. On the other hand, they bring a certain life to your experience as graduate students that's unmistakable. I understand, too, that graduate students, of course, have a much more dedicated and serious purpose, right? You've made the kind of professional decisions that you need to make, and now you're about acquiring the experience, the skill, the connections that will lead you out into the professional world, either in academia or elsewhere on the outside. So, recognizing that difference, however, I still feel very strongly that anything we can do to support the positive relationship between undergraduates and graduate students at Cornell, we should try to undertake. Now, for that, we have one small offering this year. That office space, which used to be the M&T Bank, which is right at the entry here, will now be an office that's used jointly by the SA and the GPSA. So we hope that the GPSA will have a banner in there right alongside the SA, and we'll be scheduled a space that where the GPSA and the SA have first priority for its use. Since it's right here in the heart of the university, it seems to be a wonderful place to take up things that are extremely important to the student community at large. So again, it's just a few square feet, but in a way it's meant to be symbolic of your mutuality of interest, if you will, going forward. So with that, I want to just thank all of you for your service in advance. I look forward to working with you, and spring is just right around the corner, so there is a winner in between. So anyway, thanks.
Thank you very much, Dean Hubbell. If I may take a moment and just step back on the agenda for a second, I see that we've had one more voting member arrive, and I would also like to ask our graduate student trustee to introduce himself. Mia, could you introduce yourself? Nathan.
But we bring as much information as possible to that trade. So if you ever get concerns that are around
Thank you very much, my father. We move now to the next portion of our agenda, the reports of officers and standing committees. This afternoon, normally this section of the agenda would be used to update the group on the various excellent work that all of our wonderful committees do. Since, of course, they haven't done any excellent work yet because they haven't formed their committees, this evening they'll be using that time to present a short presentation to try and recruit all of you to join their various committees. But first, we'll do updates from the Executive Committee. As you've gathered by now, my name is Evan Cortez. I'm the president of the GPSA. Very short update today. I won't go into the detail, but suffice to say that there has been recently some interesting progress on the Graduate Community Initiative that Dean Hubble mentioned. My apologies, that link is incorrect. That's my fault. I'll get that taken care of. I highly recommend to everyone to read the Graduate Community Initiative. It was a document that was prepared by this body, by the GPSA, in the spring of 2007. So 4.5 years ago now, hard to believe. And it remains, as Dean Hubble said, a touchstone for this university. And I mean that in all seriousness. There were many excellent recommendations prepared by this body and passed on to both the administration at large and the graduate school. And I assure you, they have taken them seriously. One interesting development is the hiring of Sherry Notaro, who will be the Associate Dean for Inclusion and Professional Development in the graduate school. I at least like to see that as a positive development coming out of the GCI. So I think I've sent everybody an email with a link to that, but I'll certainly send it again. Again, this comes highly recommended. And I think is a chance for us to continue to engage with the great work this body has done in the past, and as well evidence of the fact that as we continue to do this work in the future, that it will be taken seriously. So, again, to echo Dean Hubble's comments, what you do here is important, is listened to. Very quickly, I was sent an email from one of the librarians at Mann Library. He asked me to solicit interest on a library workshop on Zotero and Mendeley. These are reference management softwares. Just a very quick show of hands. If you're interested in this workshop, please put your hand up for a time that might be good for you. Brian is interested in all times. If you're not interested, just don't put your hand up. So 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.? 1. 1 to 3. 2 to 4. Is that sufficient interest to tell my friend Jim at Mann Library that he should go ahead? Suppose I should ask more generally. Maybe just raise your hand. Do you feel this is something that would be useful to the graduate community at large? That's a little better. I'll pass that on to him. Thank you. One final thing. Every year, the GPSA participates in the Ivy Summit, which is a group of the 8 Ivy League graduate student governments and MIT. This year the meeting is at MIT. It's the first weekend of November. If this is something you'd be interested in attending, please let me know. My email is right there. Thank you very much. Nicole.
Okay. So first off, thank you all for coming. I see a few new faces and people that I didn't meet from last year. But I think that's because you guys are all here because you are your field representative or you're interested in becoming a field representative. And so I wanted to first say thank you, because the field representatives are a really important part of what the GPSA does. Graduate students are spread out all over Cornell and lots of different departments, and we have a really hard time reaching all those students unless, you know, you guys serve sort of as the conduit for making contact with everybody. So I just wanted to say thank you. That being said, I wanted to let you guys know kind of what we expect of you, what your role is here. The first is that you are encouraged to attend all GPSA meetings. We have 7 meetings through each semester, so the schedule is up online on cornellgpsa.com, but they're always going to be basically Monday evenings, 5:30 to 7, and they're bi-weekly. Another thing is that you both update your constituents as well as sort of bring feedback and comments to us, the voting members, the executive committee, about what's important to graduate students. And, you know, hopefully serve as sort of our, again, our connection to grad students. You're also basically requested to attend what we're calling an area summit. So each of the fields, the graduate school has designated areas, so the social sciences, bio, physical sciences, and the professional schools and the humanities. And what we do is we have sort of summits where those field representatives can speak with their voting members, and that's a way to sort of make sure that your voices are being heard and the voices of your constituents. And so those will be sort of organized throughout the year by your voting members. Also, field representatives do have a voting role, that is, they elect the voting members. So this usually will happen, well, it'll happen tonight. We're electing the master's student position, and it'll also happen at the end of the year. So you elect the voting representatives for next year. And also, you guys are really, really encouraged to participate in more serious ways in the GCSA, especially through committees. So that's something that Marcus will be talking about in a little bit. But those are kind of our expectations for you. I'm glad a lot of you guys signed in. If you didn't get a chance to do that, please do so on your way out. I will actually be kind of keeping note of, I will be keeping note of who is here, especially if you're here for your department's funding. And also, if you think you're a field representative and you didn't get an agenda from me on Friday, that means you're not on my list officially. So you need to get in touch with me. And you can do so at this email, or you can come talk to me and I can make sure you're on the list. If your field isn't represented and you're just here because you're interested and you're interested in being a field representative, email me as well. Or if you know someone who might be interested in representing your field. The goal is to have all of the fields represented. Right now we're only about 50%. So, please let me know. Okay, thanks. Oh, I just have one more. I forgot about this. Also, important. If you guys don't think that you're being effectively engaged or used and this is a waste of your time, please talk to us. It's really important to make sure that you guys are a real part of this process and you feel like you're actively participating and your voices are being heard. So if you have ideas about how we can better use you, please come talk to us. Don't hesitate. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole. Are there any questions for Nicole or for myself? I realize I forgot to ask about questions. We're trying, for those of you who were here last year, we're trying a new meeting format that means everybody is here all the time. We're hoping that'll mean greater engagement. Come talk to me after. Are there any other questions? Thank you. Sorry, I realized that I messed the slide up. So we'll do the B now because we've already done C. Marquis.
Okay. Thanks, Trevor. So again, I want to introduce myself. I'm Marquis Hawkins. I am the Vice President of Operations. And as Vice President of Operations, I'm responsible for staffing all of our internal committees and the university's individual graduate students. So I want to talk mainly to field resident guests right now. So the GPSA is comprised of 19 members, and essentially we all vote on various issues that come up within the graduate professional school community. And we're advised by the office assemblies who are over here, Amy and Allison. So, and we also have internal committees with each one of you guys raise your hand, student advocacy, appropriations, finance, the programming board, and communication. And each one of those committees is responsible for creating their own internal group of students to work on the issues that are germane to those specific committees. And they all sit on what's called the Operations Staffing Committee and I chair that, and we put together a method by which we choose students to serve on different committees throughout the university. So some of the external committees that we also allow students or have students serve on are the UA University Assembly, the Student Assembly, which is the undergrad version of this, and the Faculty Senate, and a few others. So now, if you're interested, you fill out an online application, which will be either emailed to you or available online, or both. I think it's now available online now. There is a sign-in sheet right here on this first chair, right there, that will be going around, and you just write down which committee you're interested in. There's on the back, there's a list of all committees and description. So after that process is completed, the operations staffing committee will meet and we'll discuss the merits of each person's application and see who has a good fit for each. And you'll be contacted and then you can start advocating for graduate students on any various committees. Next slide. So I know this is kind of hard to see, but on the right-hand side, there's just a list of the 35 committees that we staff and the number of committees, the number of people who will staff each one on the left-hand side. Yeah, this is also on the website and on that paper that's going on. Next slide. Okay, so there are only over 35 different committees that you can get involved with, and they're all unique opportunities, everything from public safety to sustainability. There's a committee, it seems, for everyone. So definitely get involved. And I'm going to set the deadline for applications on September 30th, so please responsibly and get those in as soon as possible. And if you know people who are interested who aren't here, let them know as well. So. And so I guess y'all can leave that one. I set a goal of having 100% of our external committee staffed by the end of the semester. I think we can do that. We have enthusiastic group of folks who want to get involved, and I think that that's a reasonable goal for us to set. So, are there any questions?
Yes, what is the time frame?
Hopefully by middle of October. No. Well, for one committee, just one. Yes. Just one committee is due, but for all others, no.
In fact, you don't even have to be in the GPSA.
Yeah, you can just be a student in the graduate and professional, or the professional students. So. Any others?
Just for my clarification, somebody signed up on the board? Yeah. Do they have to fill out the online application? Mm-hmm. That's solely just for
you. No, that's just for our contact.
Okay, so they still need to fill out.
Correct. Yeah, they'll be sent more information about the process, essentially what's on the slides here, and the process. Any others?
Thank you very much, Mike. Next on the agenda, we have presentations from our five planning committee chairs. We'll start with Chris Heckman from the Appropriations Committee.
Supposed to be for the benefit of all the staff.
Are there any questions for Chris? Seeing none, next on the agenda we have Stephen Ott, Chair of the Communications Committee. Stephen.
Thank you.
We'll move now to our final committee presentation from the programming board. Watch it.
What I know is that this is a design of not that.
Thank you, Rajay. Are there any questions about the programming board? Seeing none, that concludes our standing committee update section. Now, often these meetings will have more business than this, but for today we try to keep it short for you, respectful of your time, your executive is. So we have just a couple of things. The first issue that we have to do, more of a technicality than anything else, is the approval of the minutes from our last meeting in mid-April. You should all have received this with the agenda. If you didn't receive this, see Nicole's earlier comments to make sure you're on the mailing list. Are there any corrections to the minutes from Monday, April 18th? Carl. Oh, geez, is this page 4? Jane Bloomfield nominated C. Birkenhoff. Is there any objection to the correction? Seeing none, correction is approved. Are there any further corrections? Seeing none, is there any objection to the approval of the minutes? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. This is where I would hit my gavel. Wonderful. Now on to the real stuff. We have to, by charter, we have 19 voting members in this body. 17 of them are elected in mid-April. Those are the folks that you see up here. But two more are elected at the first meeting of the fall session, two master seats. And of course, the reason for that is that master students are often in shorter programs, 1 year, 2 years, sometimes 3 years. So it makes sense to take these nominations in the fall when it's more likely that we can get somebody able to serve that term. That being said, the way this nomination process works, just to explain it to you, is I will first open the floor for nominations from master's students in an engineering program. If we get nominations, wonderful. If we don't, I'll open nominations to all master's students. If we get nominations, wonderful. If we don't, I will open nominations to all graduate and professional students. If we have more than one nominee for a given position, then we have to conduct the election by ballot. If we don't, well, we'll see. Question? That's a good question. Nice.
What it says is, it may be forbidden. The verb was may. May be forbidden. But that sounds like a kind of discussion.
Apologies, let me pull up the charter. Do you have it there? Chris, I think. I think, if I'm reading the right section, at this meeting, apologies, that's correct. It says, if by the third regularly scheduled meeting, no eligible candidate from an engineering field has been nominated for the engineering seat, it shall be open to any student enrolled in any master's degree program administered by a graduate school. Their nominations, and we'll take it from there. Sorry about that. So nominations are now open. You can nominate yourself or you can nominate someone else. Nominations do not require a second. If nominated, you will have the option to either accept or decline. So nominations are now open for students, master students in an engineering program. I see no nominations. One final call, master students in an engineering program. We'll take nominations for the other students. Nominations for any master's students. Preston. Sean Murphy has been nominated. Sean, do you accept your nomination? Sean declines his nomination. Marky?
I nominate William Hill.
William Hill? Do you accept your nomination? William accepts his nomination. Are there any further nominations? Last call for nominations for the at-large master's season. Yes. Pardon? Was I even close to spelling that correctly? C-H-R-Y-S-T-A-L? W-I-L-S-O-N. Crystal Williams. Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, nominations are now closed. I would like to give each of the candidates the opportunity to speak for up to 1 minute in the order that they were nominated. William. There's a microphone in front of my house that might be.
Yeah, sure.
So the three of us have reread the section of the charter. The ruling from the chair is that the other seat, the engineering seat, will remain vacant for the time being. We will conduct elections for just the at-large master seat. This election will be conducted by closed ballot. All people with either green placards or blue placards are eligible to vote in this election. Amy will distribute ballots. Please hold up the placard. While Amy's distributing ballots, did anybody leave a cell phone on the table as they came in? Cell phone? I think BlackBerry? I think it's got a message. Sorry, you're the victim of my comedy routine. Thanks, Chris. People just sort of take a corner, shout out, people will follow you.
Just read the chart.
CYJ, Biological Sciences of the Environment, Humanities, and the Dairy. If you don't know which field you're in, please do. All right, everybody. Take a seat. First order of business is the announcement of the results of the election. I'm very pleased to announce that Crystal will be our new voting member from the Master's Program. Crystal. Do you have an acceptance speech or anything? Or? Okay, I'll just have the orchestra play you off. Before we move to open forum, I'd like to take a moment or so to go around the room and ask the various groups to report back on the results of their breakout session. We'll just go in order. We'll start with Nikki Mann. Is Allison taking notes?
So we start off by introducing ourselves. Most people seem to be either elected by their student organization or their CBS access income. As far as ideas for what the point is to start with the breakout session, people in our group wanted to know about the future resolutions or things that the voting members were discussing ahead of time so that
Thanks, Allison. Social sciences. We'll move now to the physical sciences.
So for the business practice, we had a really great representation from the company's field for everything they said, strong environment. And I think the discussions we had with the data that we're going to start doing for the sustaining for a lot of organizational.
Thanks, Carl. And finally, the professional schools. Final item on the agenda is open forum. If people could, if there are any issues that come up, Mickey already told me about one.
Production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.